Ken, Dave Ajima shows no signs of answering the calls for him to step down. He's actually scheduled to appear at a Tea Party event this weekend. What does this mean for Republican leadership in the state?
Well, if a person without any position or portfolio said these things, it really wouldn't matter. I mean, there's people out there who utilize the internet and social media to say all kinds of crazy and ignorant and racist things. But the problem for Republicans is Dave Ajima does have a position. In fact, it's one of the highest ranking positions in the Michigan Republican Party. And we're beyond the point where he's an embarrassment. He actually does very serious damage to the Republican Party and will continue as long as he has any kind of position at all.
At the same time, Susan, Republicans say, look, there's no mechanism for us to forcibly remove him from his position unless he's committed a crime. So what are the options here?
You know what? I think that's becoming less and less easy to swallow. I mean, as a private organization, the Michigan Republican Party can set its own rules. It could certainly change the rules so that they could remove someone like Dave Ajima, who, as Ken has said, has really damaged the party. You know, I think that the real issue is that Dave Ajima has significant support from a certain wing of the Republican Party. They may not agree with him on everything, but they feel that he speaks his mind and that he represents a viewpoint that is not considered in a lot of parts of public debate. And so there are a lot of people who would still like Ajima to be in power. He was elected, and they don't want to see him go. And I think that the fear is that this would start a civil war. And so that's a fight that people like Bobby Shostak, who's the current chair, have not really wanted to take on.
So, Ken, as I said before, this is not the first time Dave Ajima has courted controversy for his party. Do you think this is the time when Republican leadership might actually push to have him removed from office?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the chairman of the party, Bobby Shostak, is not running again, so they're probably preoccupied with an election here in the next month or two to replace him. And this is an issue for any and all of these candidates. You know, what is their position on Dave Ajima, and should he stay or should he not stay? And I think for the good of the party and for the good of electing Republicans down the road, these candidates need to make a very clear and concise and statement about him without any kind of equivocation.
Susan, I'll give you the last word. What will you be watching for from leadership?
Well, so far, I'm not aware that any of the candidates who are running for GOP party chair have taken a position on whether Dave Ajima should stay or go. And I'll be looking to see how they respond to that. And, you know, if perhaps there's any national pressure for people in Michigan to finally remove Dave Ajima from his position.
Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.